Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Bible Talk. How important is the Bible, the Word of God, to you? How often do you read your Bible? The 119th Psalm is a psalm that exalts the Word of God. The psalmist tells us of his love for the Word of God, but he also tells us why he loves God's Word. He tells us the benefits that come to the person who takes the time to learn God's Word and lives it. In this psalm, we find some powerful incentives to encourage us in our efforts to read and study the Word of God. On our program today, we want to dig into this psalm, the 119th Psalm, and consider some of the reasons why a person would read and study God's Word, the Bible. The purpose is for each of us to understand the importance of God's Word and to be motivated to do more reading and studying of it. First of all, God's Word shows me the way I should go. Look at verse 105. Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Now, why are we told this? Here the psalmist speaks to a basic human need, the need for guidance, counsel, and direction. The fact is, man is not capable of directing his own life. We need God's help. The prophet Jeremiah said, O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. Jeremiah 10, verse 23. How many times have you felt the need for help in making decisions? Decisions about what I must do to be saved, or decisions about your marriage, or about raising your children, or about some moral question. Sometimes it feels like we are stumbling around in darkness trying to figure out which way we ought to go. Well, it's at moments like this that we find one of the great benefits of God's Word. Reading the Bible is like turning on the light. As the psalmist said, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God's Word serves as a perfect guide to help us navigate our way out of the thorniest problems we faced. No matter what issue you're facing, God has a solution. But if we want the benefit of that Word, we have to seek it and trust what it says. I ask you, are you reading your Bible? And then secondly, God's Word will give me better wisdom. Look at verses 98 through 100. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep your precepts. Now, it is true we can gain insight by sitting at the feet of school teachers and college professors and receiving instruction from them. We read books written by experts to help us understand how, for example, to manage our money or how to interview well for a job. Also, those who are advanced in years have gained some wisdom by experiencing life, and we can learn from them. But none of these are as valuable as the wisdom we gain from God's Word. As we allow this book to show us the way we ought to go, we can be confident that this guidance is absolutely right. It is true wisdom. When we study the Bible, we are accessing the greatest source of wisdom available to man. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 13, these things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. You see, the men who wrote the Bible were moved by the Holy Spirit. These words they have written convey the wisdom of God. And so to know the Bible makes you wiser than your college professors. Now think about that when you pick up your Bible to read it. Let that sink in. Of all the books you may read and of all the counsel given from experts in their field of study, none will offer better wisdom than the Bible. And so again, I ask you, are you reading your Bible? And then thirdly, God's Word will help me avoid sin. Look at verse 11. Your Word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. You know, sin is serious. Sin separates us from God, Isaiah 59, verse 2. And if we die in our sins, we will be separated from God for an eternity. Read Romans 6, verses 21 through 23. Sin brings truckloads of guilt and grief into our lives. Sin is what destroys our relationships. It is sin that makes us miserable. Well, God does not want us to sin. John said, "My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin." 1 John 2 and verse 1. Because we love God, we strive not to sin. One of the provisions God has made to keep us from sinning is His Word. His Word laid up in our hearts is a preventive to sinning. This is a reason why we should read and study the Bible. First of all, God's Word helps me identify sin, to know what is right and wrong. Paul says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16. And so Satan will not be able to deceive me when I know God's Word. And then secondly, the Word helps me appreciate the terrible consequences that follow sin, the damage it does to my life and my relationship with God. Satan will not be able to convince me that it's no big deal. Look at verse 133 here in Psalm 119. "Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me." Iniquity will not have dominion over us if God's word is in our hearts. If you're tired of the sorrow that sin brings into your life every year, you need to start spending more time with the book. Again, I ask you, are you reading God's Word, the Bible? And then fourthly, God's Word will relieve my guilt. Look at verses 4 through 6. "You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments." Why would a person look upon the commands of God and feel shame? Well, we know the answer. It's when we realize that we have not followed those commands. I suppose that this does not bother everyone, but it does trouble those who care about God and their relationship with Him. Have you had that experience? Sitting with your Bible open, staring at some passage that plainly indicted your life? Did you remember the feeling of shame and grief, realizing that you disappointed God? Look at verses 4 and 5 again. "You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes." You see, I have to know God's law and do what He says. Reading and studying God's Word daily will help us to do this. As we do, we will be spared the guilt that comes with sin. Again, I ask you, are you reading God's Word, the Bible? And then fifthly, God's Word will protect the purity of my children. Look at verse 9. "How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word." We worry about our children, don't we? Every day as they go out into the world, they face all kinds of temptations. They can fall in with bad friends who will lure them away from God. There are people who will try to undermine their faith in God. Even at home, there is the risk of their minds being corrupted with the material found on the internet, the television, and in a lot of popular music. We worry about these things. Well, how do we protect our children from these things that threaten to corrupt them? Well, the most important thing we can do is teach them the Bible. Then they will know who God is, what He expects from them, and why it is essential that they do what He says. They will know what sin is and the terrible consequences that go with it. They will understand the eternal implications of their decisions. As the psalmist said, "How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word." Rather than wringing our hands wondering what to do to protect our children from all the evil in the world, we need to get busy teaching them the Word of God. Fathers, mothers, sit down with your children and read the Bible with them. Talk to them about what it says. Impress upon their minds that these words are the words of their Creator. Make that a priority in your daily routine. You know, God said to the children of Israel of old, And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 and 7. Well, this is what we as parents must be doing today. Are you reading the Bible with your children? And then number 6, God's Word will give me comfort at difficult moments. Look at verses 50 through 54. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. The proud have me in great derision, yet I do not turn aside from your law. I remembered your judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Indignation has taken hold of me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. Like all of us, the psalmist experienced moments of distress. In this context, he is suffering at the hands of wicked people around him. But notice that in his hour of trouble, he finds comfort in God's Word. Verse 50, "This is my comfort in my affliction, for your Word has given me life." Verse 52, "I remembered your judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself." Some will certainly wonder how God's Word can offer comfort when things are going bad in our lives. Well, the Bible reminds me that God is in charge. It reminds me that God will one day hold evil men accountable. I don't need to worry myself with settling scores. It counsels me on how to interact with evil men day by day, literally what to say and do and what not to do. It reminds me of the brevity of this life and its problems and the hope I have in the eternity that lies beyond this life. It reminds me that God is faithful and will absolutely do what He has promised. You see, this brings comfort. God's Word provides comfort in the time of affliction. Again, I ask you, are you reading God's Word, the Bible? And then number 7. God's Word will make me truly happy. Look at verses 1 and 2. "Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep His testimonies, who seek Him with the whole heart." Now notice who the psalmist speaks of in these verses. The one who is undefiled, who walks in the law of the Lord, who keeps His testimonies. Well, who is this guy? Well, this is the person who reads, learns, and applies the words of God to his life. But notice the very first thing the psalmist tells us about him. He is blessed. That means he is fortunate. He is happy. This is one of the benefits that comes with reading, learning, and doing the will of God. It will make your life better in every way. It will give you true, abiding joy. Dear listener, if you're missing real joy in your life, maybe you've been missing it for a long time. Well, this is why you need to spend time in reading, studying, and doing God's will. Again, I ask you, are you reading God's Word, the Bible? Our time is gone for today, and we thank you for listening. If you have a Bible question that you would like for us to address on a future program, or if you would like a free audio CD copy of today's program or of any of our Bible Talk broadcast, then we would like to hear from you. There are three ways that you may send in your questions or make your requests. You may email it in. Our email address is sjchurch@fidnet.com. Or you may call it in. Our telephone number is 573-265-8628. Or you may mail it in through the U.S. Postal Service. Our address is Bible Talk, P.O. Box 308, St. James, Missouri, 65559.